here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Romans chapter 13, verse 8, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. That's Paul writing to the Romans in Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Oh, yes, it must be Thursday. Fred, how are you? Happy Thursday to you this 18th day of April 2013. And I have to tell you, I was so excited the other day over the weekend. Finally had a chance to open the windows, open the doors to the house, and just let the fresh air come in. Yes, 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 yes. Praise God. It was a nice, refreshing day over the weekend. Just having that clean air come into our house, air it out, and it was so nice. It really was. So, love the springtime weather, friend. I hope and pray that your week is coming along, and it's so good to know that His mercies are new every morning. Amen. Well, last week we started, we actually kicked off the brand new Bible study, the Merged Gospels Bible study, a study through the four Gospels. Last week it's going to be a bi-weekly Bible study, and it was at Judah Christian School. We kicked it off last Thursday night. About 150 people showed up. Fantastic. From what I hear, it was a fantastic, great night of fellowship and studying the Word of God. And unfortunately, in our home, Thursday nights are our family nights. So it's like the only night that we all have together. Nobody has this going on. So I would have loved to showed up. And from what I hear, though, fantastic nights, great fellowship, and getting to know one another. And actually, we have ordered additional copies of some of the study material, so there is still time to sign up, by the way. Just because it started last Thursday, there's still time for you to get involved. And last I heard, good old Mark Burns, who always has something up his sleeve, I'll tell you what, he's working on some special treats for the next Bible study, which will happen next Thursday night, since it's a biweekly Bible study. So you might want to come a little bit early, maybe around 6:15, even though it starts at 6:30, to enjoy some snacks and such. So you could get registered today. Give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, to get registered, or, hey, even to get more details. There's still time for you to get registered and be part of the biweekly Bible study at Judah Christian School in Champaign, hosted by our very own Mark Burns and Pastor Jason, right here from Great News Radio. Again, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up in, let's see, 2 weeks, Thursday, May the 2nd, it's going to be the National Day of Prayer. And this is a holiday that is recognized by a government. So as Christians, Christ followers, men and women of the Lord, this is the day that you and I need to take advantage of. And I know there are going to be several events in the area to celebrate the National Day of Prayer. And actually, coming up that same day, Thursday morning, May the 2nd, you're invited to the National Day of Prayer breakfast at the Linden in Rantoul. Doors opening up at 6 a.m. for breakfast, and a special program from 6:30 to 7:30. And the guest speaker that day will be our very own Mark Burns. Now, the cost is only $7, and that includes hearing the great wisdom of Mark Burns and also enjoying that breakfast as well. Again, you're invited to the National Day of Prayer breakfast Thursday morning, May the 2nd, beginning at 6 o'clock at the Linden, 224 Weed Avenue in Rantoul. If you want to get more information on that, just call 217-474-9219, 217-474-9219. And from what I hear, Mark is pretty excited about that. So participate in any way you can to celebrate the National Day of Prayer. Again, that's Thursday, May the 2nd, in just a couple of weeks. Well, friend, coming up here in just a little bit, our devotion for today will come from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 5, and we'll focus on how power left Jesus and how he still is releasing that power today. Amen. Hey, here are the Gettys and In Christ Alone, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in heaven, scorned by the ones he came to save. To on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live.
The Gettys and In Christ Alone right here on Great News Radio. Well, friend, happy Thursday, of course. It's Mark and friends. I'm Joey, spending some time here with you today. And today we're going to be taking a look at a passage in Mark chapter 5. So if you happen to have your Bible, open up to Mark chapter 5 and verse 24. It says, a large crowd followed and pressed against him. That's Jesus. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Friend, this is probably one of the most well-known passages within the Bible. In Mark chapter 5, we read that there was a woman who was sick. King James Version calls it an issue of blood. Now, she was weak. I mean, she was hurting. Parts of her body not functioning properly. And Mark tells us that she has spent all of her money on the doctors. Anybody here can relate to that? Getting another doctor bill in the mail? Doctor bills that we can't pay for problems they can't fix. Anybody else can relate to that? Hello? We identify a couple of problems here. One, there was a physical problem. And two, there was a financial problem, because in verse 26, it says that she had spent all that she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. It got worse. She spent all of her money and things were no better. I love what Luke says about this in Luke chapter 8. You can read the same story in Luke chapter 8. It says that she could not be healed by anyone. Nobody could heal her. No human resources available to fix her problem. It was an unfixable scenario. There is no option to go back and redo it. It was unfixable. Have you ever been to a funeral before? And there's a loved one in the casket. And when you look at them, you know that that's it. You're not going to see them on this side of heaven. That's it. The same thing with this woman's issue. She knew that her problem was unfixable. It was an unfixable scenario. There was no going back. It was done. But the Bible says that she hears that Jesus is in town. So she came up behind and touched the hem of his cloak, and her hemorrhage stopped. Stopped. I mean, Jesus fixed a 12-year issue, boom, like that, immediately. No one was able to help her. She had this issue for 12 years. And this man, who just happened to be in town, by the way, healed her in just a matter of seconds. So let me ask you a question. So why the hem of his garment? Why the hem of his cloak? What's the significance behind that? Well, in Numbers chapter 15, verses 38 to 40, we read that when a leader or a priest puts on his robe, there should be a tassel, little tassels, you know, like what graduates wear on their little hat, the little tassel, the hangy thing that comes off their hat. Well, they were supposed to wear a tassel of blue. And it was to remind them of the Lord's decrees, his commandments, and his word. So she believed that if I could grab the hem of his garment, I could get God's word to work for me. If I can hold on to the tassels that it represents the word that is attached to the living word, that's Jesus, I can get this to work for me. See, friend, in order for her to grab the hem of his garment, she, which was hanging at the bottom of his cloak, that those tassels, in order for you to grab the tassel, you got to go low. She had to humble herself. She had to fall down to the ground to touch the hem of his garment. See, you got to humble yourself, friend, because if you're still proud and not willing to go low, you can go another 12 years and find no solution to your problem. She says, I'm willing to go low and grab the tassel that is God's word about the situation attached to the living word, which of course is Jesus. She made a statement of faith. Friend, could it be the reason why we still haven't gotten better in our issues is because we haven't run out of money or human options yet? Because if we still have money and we still have options, humanly options, we'll still be satisfied. But when she ran out, remember, she ran out of everything. She ran out of money. God will allow you, friend, to run out of human options so that you can come running to him. And she grabbed onto him for dear life. Talk about a statement of faith. She grabbed on to the living word, and that is Jesus. Then I love what Mark chapter 5, verse 30 says. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? Verse 31, I love what the disciples say. You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you ask, who touched me? He had power leave his body. See, friend, you can be part of the crowd, and Jesus never released his power. Notice that everybody was around him, but only one person experienced his power. You can be in the congregation and go untouched. You can be in the Jesus vicinity, part of the Jesus fan club, and go untouched. But she was on her knees going low. She's like, I don't want to be part of the fan club anymore. I want Jesus. I want the living word. She was on her knees because she was willing to go low. She was willing to humble herself to the authority of God while everybody else was standing up. You know, it's something interesting here too in Mark chapter 5 about this story. Jesus asked, who touched me? I felt power leave my body. And in Mark 5:33, it talked about how she fell to her feet, and it says that she told him the whole truth. She told him the entire truth. And in verse 34, after she came clean with Jesus, oh, I love this, verse 34 of Mark chapter 5, it says, he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. After she came clean with Jesus, see, in the beginning of the story, we just know her as woman. But after she came clean and told Jesus the entire truth, he now calls her daughter. Did you know that Jesus is still letting power leave him today? In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, I love what it says, the end of verse 25 there. It says, he lives forever, that's Jesus, he lives forever to intercede with God on our behalf. He's still letting power leave him today. He's doing it right now from heaven through the power of the Holy Spirit. Friend, all we got to do is humble ourselves to his authority. Humble ourselves. Go to him and hold on for dear life. Friend, this is my reminder. This is God's reminder to you today. Hold on to the living word. Hold on to the King of Kings. Hold on to the Lord of Lords. Hold on to the great physician and don't let go. He still is letting power leave him today. Hold on to dear life, to the living word of God.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the realm, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. People couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai, I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai,
a classic and a favorite right there from Amy Grant. It's called El Shaddai, right here on this edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. And sad news out of North Carolina, George Beverly Shea, who's been significant in the role of music director there at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He's the deep voice of many of the Crusades. Well, he went home to be with the Lord late Tuesday night at the age of 104. And just looking back at this man's life, what a wonderful, wonderful, mighty, an incredible man of God that he was, and now he's celebrating in the presence of our Savior. So, friend, I just encourage you, may you be a George Beverly Shea to somebody today. May you leave a legacy. May you make a mark in someone's life and do it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friend, don't forget, tomorrow morning, Mark Burns along with Pastor Jason as they continue their study of the Book of Ruth. But until next time, friend, may you be salt and may you be light. And may you also be the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.